inside Hut 4 at Bletchley Park. It's another Station X day. Station X is when geeks from all over the country, not yet the world, but there's still time, descend on Bletchley Park and they tweet with the hashtag BPark, and they might be taking photographs like they were today in the Archives and Museum. Some really interesting stuff. If you want to go and have a look at some of these photographs, just search for the hashtag #BPark. Who sat around the table? Twitter name, please.
Paul J. Evans.
Filth.
Bletchley Park.
Kelsey herself. Anglia TV were here earlier on, interviewing you and doing some stuff here. Can you tell me what that was about?
Yeah, of course. We discovered late last week, actually it was last Friday, that a private collector had put a huge collection of Turing's papers up for auction at Christie's. They go on auction on Tuesday. Now, I just happened to tweet that I wished Bletchley Park could afford to buy the papers to have them here on public display. And an independent supporter at G Harfacree picked up my tweet and decided to do something about it. He set up a Just Giving page and started to tweet for support for people to donate to buy the papers to have them on public display here at Bletchley Park. We've now got to about 15,500. The support has been astonishing. It's been retweeted by Stephen Fry. It's appeared in Rory Kettle Jones's blog. And today we've had ITV Anglia and BBC Look East in to do a piece about the sale. We've got an awfully long way to go. Obviously, £15,000 is, my maths isn't very good, but probably about 4%, I would think, of 500,000. So there's a long way to go before Tuesday, but it really has been astonishing, the support that it's received, and just think how amazing it would be to have those papers here.
Definitely. So how can people get to this Just Giving page?
Well, if you go through, if you click on news on the Bletchley Park website, which is www.bletchleypark.org.uk, it tells you about the how to donate. But you can also go to www.justgiving.com/Turing-papers.
Excellent. I hope if in the disastrous outcome that Bletchley Park doesn't raise enough money to buy the papers themselves, that whoever does manage to purchase these papers thinks that Bletchley Park is a fitting home, a fitting place. The display of the Enigma machines themselves are just fantastic, and I think having the papers here for everybody to enjoy and share would be great as well. So, I guess, what do you think?
I think that it's their home. It would almost be like bringing the papers home to where they should be, on display for the public. And yes, if a private collector is successful in actually purchasing the papers, we'd be more than happy to house them appropriately here for them.
Lovely. Thank you very much, and good luck.
Thanks, Christian.